Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. Like Margaret Heller. Margaret's chipped in big time for the show. We really appreciate your support, Margaret. It's great. This is how we keep the show going. So much music, so little time. We're making a little extra time with our bonus podcast for stuff that we wanted to take to the desert island. Jim, give us a hint about what you're going to take this week.
Well, Greg, among the many accomplishments of this artist that I'm going to pay tribute to, look at any picture of me ever. You know I know nothing about fashion, right? But this is a song by an artist who invented one of the most popular handbags of all time.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're talking fashion and music, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're
going
to
yeah.
make that connection? All right. That's coming up on Sound Opinion.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, Jim, what song are you going to take to the desert island to plug into the jukebox today?
Well, when I said to my wife, Carmel, I didn't know Jane Birkin invented the Birkin bag made by Hermes.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's in the New York Times.
Right,
and Carmel said, "You idiot." Of course she did. Right? Oh, God. Jane Birkin recently died at the age of 76. Multi-talented actress, singer, personality, fashion icon, right? The story goes she was on an airplane next to, she didn't know it, the head of Hermes, the fashion house, and was complaining. Everything spilled out on her lap from her handbag. She said, "They're never big enough." And he said, "Well, how big would you like it?" And then she sketched out the Birkin bag and they made it and famous, okay? You know, the look was iconic throughout the 60s and 70s. And so was the voice. She had already had one marriage that had broken up, and met this guy, Serge Gainsbourg. Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah. I've talked about him before, so have you. That space age bachelor pad music, that lascivious French lounge music, wah, 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 you know. I mean, it is a sound that endures. It's a voice. It's an attitude. It is so French. I can't think of a bigger compliment paid to Jane Birkin upon her death than the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, who said, "The most Parisian of the English ever has left us." Didn't know a word of French when she met Gainsbourg and scored that immortal hit. Now, forgive me. I am a Francophile. I've got the Napoleonic coat of arms tattooed on me. I can't speak French. I'm worse than Inspector Clouseau. I listened to the pronouncer 20 times, right? Je t'aime. Moi non plus. All right. I think that was the hit. All right.
Yeah.
Story was Gainsbourg was dating Bridget Bardot, with whom he recorded Bonnie and Clyde.
Right, right.
And he ticked her off. And she said, "Your penance, if you ever want to see me again, is you have to write the greatest love song of all time for me." And he sat down and he wrote Je t'aime. All right. And it is just two lovers talking fairly.
Yeah. Pillow talk.
Dirtily.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Back and forth.
Whispering
right?
to each other.
What does it mean? It means I love you. Not really, or I love you, me neither, right? It's so French.
Yeah, yeah.
The version that became a hit was recorded with Birkin early in Gainsbourg and Birkin's relationship. The marriage lasted a couple of decades. They broke up, but they always stayed friendly. He was apparently an endearing character, although, you know, the persona was of the heel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and she continued to sing his songs in concert, and he continued to write songs for her well into her 70s. It wasn't all that one hit. After that 69 hit, her first solo album came out in 73, and there were a dozen that followed, and she was active until 2020 as a recording artist and a performer when her health began to fail. You know, I just hit them all. I made a playlist of all these albums, and there are so many great moments, many of them written by Serge, but some with other musicians.
Yeah.
I love the title track of that debut solo album, Di-Doo-Da, right? Which is easier for me to say than the other one, right? What is Di-Doo-Da? Now, again, didn't know a word of French, learns it, and becomes, I think, one of the most famous female voices singing in French ever, right?
Right.
What the heck is she singing about? I mean, there's the seduction of the sound and the voice, and then it's even better when you realize she's singing, oh, di-doo-da, di-doo-da, melancholic and jaded.
So French.
That is so French.
Yeah,
right? As the mayor of Paris said, the most French of the English ever has left us. So we got to celebrate Jane Birkin. Here is that title track, Di-Doo-Da. Di-doo-da, Greg. Those are words to live by, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's you know, you're right. I did a deep Jane dive myself after you know she died, which is a shame. We always do that when somebody dies that you were, you know, thought about and but hadn't played recently and
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
she was a wonderful person, too. You know, great interviewer, interviewee, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Always had something smart to say, a great perspective on life. And what a career she made.
And she and Serge, two daughters, one of whom is Charlotte Gainsbourg, a fantastic artist, too.
Yeah, and you can tell that, you know, Charlotte, I talked to Charlotte a bit about Jane, and, you know, nothing but total respect, and what an inspiration, and, you know, wonderful family, you know, really, despite Serge's reputation as a
bon vivant, times 10. A croque monsieur with Serge, you know, and a glass or 10 of wine.
Oh, no kidding. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.